Toto. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. We must be over the rainbow.
All right, we're talking to John Cleeter today, who's one of the many artists in Groundswell, Saturday, September 19th, at the Alana State Historic Site, including Seth Chrisman with the John Cage Trust, Brian DeWan, Gambletron, Tyson Hoff, Bernard Klug, Lovid, Douglas Repetto, and Quintron, all using something to do with Frederick Church's Alana in their performance some way. And John, do you want to explain what you're going to do on September 19th?
Yes, as soon as this policeman drives by. Hang on. I'm going to be installing my furry thingoscope. And people will look through it and see a project of using augmented reality technology. And inspired by Frederick Church's Heart of the Andes painting.
And what is that painting?
Well, that painting is a very famous painting. It drew like 12,000 viewers who paid a quarter to go see it down in New York City in, I think, 1859 or something.
That was a thing before the art got to the museum. There, you would come and go to a small place just to see that one painting.
Yeah, you would. You know, they kind of set up this installation, I guess you could call it. He had it framed in a casement window, and it was in curtains. And I think his intention was, it was a huge painting. He wanted to bring people to the Andes, where he went and he painted this scene. And so, you know, I guess his idea was to get people to come there and look at the details through opera glasses, which they handed out, apparently, and or were invited to bring them with them so they could look at the details and also just be able to see this painting as if you're looking through a window actually into the Andes. So I'd been working with this augmented reality media for about, I don't know, 5 years now. And it was an inspiring story that Mark, the curator of the landscape at Olana, told me this story.
And if someone just tuned in, can you explain what augmented reality is?
Sure. So augmented reality is basically using smartphones, iPhones and Androids and iPads and tablets that take advantage of the kind of computer strength of the devices. They tap into the camera. Sometimes it uses the GPS. And so what I do is, what I'm doing is creating a kind of virtual weather system that will be kind of like an overlay of kind of a big storm that blows through the viewshed of Olana. And when you look through my thingoscope, you will see this kind of virtual weather system blow over through the area. And you'll be looking, when you look through my device, you'll be looking through the actual camera. So you will see the cars driving over the Rip Van Winkle Bridge and boats floating down the Hudson River. And you'll also see my overlay of this augmented reality, which is augmenting reality.
And so the thingoscope stands in for the opera glasses?
Yeah, it's kind of the idea. I mean, really, I was so excited when I first went to the first Groundswell, because I had never been in that back area where you guys set up the tent, and it's got that spectacular view, one of the spectacular views that's equally as spectacular as the one from the house looking south down the river. This kind of just looks straight east across the Rip Van Winkle. And you know how you would go to Paris and put a quarter in one of those viewers to look in, you know, a little closer and focus on the Eiffel Tower, for example. I don't know if they have a name, but they're basically like a viewer. So I was inspired when I first went to your groundswell a few years ago. I was like, oh man, I need to set my thingoscope here and do a kind of virtual, you know, augmented reality painting of this. And so, yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
So is it this like the Ghost of Christmas Past, where you get to see where, if the river had a nuclear power plant and several cement plants and power lines everywhere? Is it sort of like that, or what do people see?
You see a storm that flies through, basically, without getting into too much of the details. You're going to see the landscape kind of altered and transformed, not unlike what Church did to the landscape at Olana. I'm kind of using this new technology to do kind of what he did with his landscaping vision of the Olana property.
So even if it's a clear day, there is going to be some weather at
exactly.
groundswell.
Well, I was listening to Quintron this morning when you were talking to him, and it's funny, I didn't realize, I'm familiar with his music, but I didn't realize he was actually tapping into weather systems to control his...
He's performing with a weather synthesizer that he made called the Weather Warlock.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And
So is he going to be able to tap into your augmented reality weather for his performance?
I'm going to be talking to him and see if we can't figure something out. That would be very cool. It's not going to happen on the 19th, but I love the idea of actually setting up physical sensors to transform the 3D visual augmented reality that I would present. But my stuff that I'm going to show is going to be a storm that is on a kind of minute and a half loop that will fly through the area and reveal a very special Frederick Church treasure that I'm not going to reveal just now.
You're going to reverse burn down the mountain house, or what was the... Is there a famous...
Well, I don't know. Sorry.
No. What interested you in Church and the site? I guess visiting the site previously, is that...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it's, you know, I immediately when I went over there, I was like, oh man, I hope they invite me to, you know, do something here, because I want to set my fuzzy thingoscope up here and do, you know, take advantage of the view shed and you know, bring in a storm system or something, fly some flying saucers around in the area. But I'm really excited about, you know, setting this thing up. It's basically...
You're going to recreate War of the Worlds?
I could. I'm not going to. Maybe next time. But
They shot that in Athens last time, right?
I know. It's true. They did.
You could recreate the recreation.
I could. Good. And but the possibilities are endless.
Okay, explain to listeners where and how you've used this augmented reality in the past.
Well, most recently I did an installation in the Widow Jane Mine, which isn't too far south of our area, in Rosendale. It's this really incredibly beautiful old mine where they mined the limestone that was used to build the Brooklyn Bridge. And it's very eerie. It's dark. It has a deep pool of water in the middle of it, and it's very cool in there. It's a good thing to know on a really hot summer day in the Hudson Valley. You head down to the Widow Jane Mine in Rosendale and go check it out and secretly go for a little dip in the cool cave. And so I created an augmented reality app that you can download. You just search John Cleeter, and I have a couple of apps up on the App Store and the Google Play Store. And you basically would go into the cave and load my app, and you will be kind of attacked by a kind of fog storm that flies around in the space and comes through you. And that was one of the most recent thing I did. And
do you have to be in the site to use the app, or can you your reality somewhere else?
You could do it somewhere else. That one was site specific, and the one I'll be doing at Olana is very site specific. It has to be, you know, my Thingiscope has to be set up in a very precise location for the overlay to work, because I'm really kind of taking advantage of specific things in the actual view. And I also did a big project at Art Omai a few years ago that uses geolocative augmented reality. So you have to go out into the middle of a backfield, one of their fields over at Art Omai in Ghent. And I, myself, and a handful of other artists and architects created three-dimensional kind of architectural and sculptural augmented reality pieces that you would load on your phone and you could walk through them. Some of the artists were Daniel Leviskind and Asymptote and Vito Acconci and some other experimental architects, mostly from New York City.
And how would you describe your, intention? What do you want people to take away from viewing the this spectacular view shed in a different way?
Well, I don't know. I don't really think about that too much. But I guess that for me, it's a kind of another experiment. I guess, you know, for me, this thing I like about this technology is that it gives you the opportunity, gives me the opportunity to kind of make some magic. I'm into creating kind of visionary, alternative kind of spatial experiences. It's something I've been experimenting with for 20 plus years in different ways, in architecture and performance and installation art. But I guess it's kind of showcasing, you know, a lot of people will not be familiar with the technology, so I'll be excited for people to go away saying, that's cool, how did he do that? And to see, hopefully they will see the relationship that I am making with, who knows, maybe Frederick Church, if he was exposed to this new technology, what he would have done with the technology. I kind of feel like I'm doing, like I said, something that is kind of altering the landscape using a new technology, not unlike, you know, with the kind of vision that I want to impose on it, not unlike what he did to his world.
I guess I'm kind of pushing you to try to answer a political question. You seem to be apolitical sort of on the subject.
I am. I don't know. What is the political subject here?
Well, I just mean you could consider climate change, for instance, if you had a with some sort of Hollywood production going through the Hudson Valley with wiping things out or you know.
Yeah, it's not intended. Yep.
You just want to make magic.
I just want to make magic, man.
And where can people go if they want more information about this magic that will be Saturday, September 19th at the Alana State Historic Site overlooking the Rip Van Winkle Bridge?
Well, they can go to the Wave Farms website.
No, I meant more your particular magic.
Well, they can go to my website, which is cleater.com, C-L-E-A-T-E-R. And I have not updated it in a while, but I have some other work on there that they could go check out. They could also come down to the Kaiser Theater. I'm in New York right now working on a large-scale multimedia performance that I'm creating an app for a version of The Wizard of Oz. So people will come to the theater and download our app, The Elements of Oz, and come to the theater and see all kinds of other magical media overlays on top of the live theater performance that's happening September 26th, the following weekend after Groundswell down here in New York that runs for a week.
And where is that at exactly?
That's at the Kaiser Theater at Montclair State University, actually in New Jersey.
The following weekend.
Yes.
Saturday, September 26th. And is there anything else we left out? I guess I was going to use some sort of clip from The Wizard of Oz and We're Not in Kansas Anymore to come into this, and then you just made it seem like that's exactly what I should do. Is there some sort of sound involved with this or something we should go out on?
Well, there's no place like home, Tom. I wish I was upstate. It's a beautiful day here, and I bet it's even more beautiful up there.
It is a very beautiful day in upstate New York. All right, so anything else that people should know about the augmented reality at Groundswell?
Well, I hope they have a great time at the third Groundswell, and thank you for inviting me to participate. I'm very excited to be there.
They don't need to bring 3D glasses or anything like that?
Well, they need to bring their smartphones if they have one.
Smartphones, out.
They don't have to. There might be an app available. It's probably going to be available after the opening. I'm going to have an app that people can go there and not have to look through my fuzzy thingoscope to see my magic.
In the future, you'll be able to walk to the site and stand at that place looking at the Rip Van Winkle Bridge and use your phone to augment your reality?
Exactly.
All right. So we'll look forward to that release and see you out at the Alana State Historic Site Saturday, September 19th from 1 to 5 p.m.
Yes, I'm ready now. Then close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Wake up, honey.
There's no place like home.